from golf park to RV park. That was the decision before Prince George City Council last night, with an application to convert part of the Yellowhead Golf Course to Woody's RV Park. Council voted down that application by a vote of 8-1. Alberto Simoes lives in the neighborhood, and he told City Council why he doesn't want an RV park as his neighbor, and he joins us on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why don't you want this RV park to be built?
Well, our neighborhood most certainly is a rural area, and we have homes. Our homes are built around the zoning that was originally there. We used to have a golf course, and now we're going to be turning it into, or potentially we're turning it into, a commercial location where we would have large RVs coming through our neighborhoods. It presents some very serious safety issues in regards to the roadways. We don't have the sufficient sidewalks, and we don't have lighting. And that was not part of the proposal. So there was quite a few safety issues that that needed to be addressed, and most certainly were not.
And the council did vote this decision down last night, but the golf course is being sold. It's going to disappear one way or the other. So what do you want there?
Well, we're hopeful that we might be able to attract someone in the area that might look at building. Putting the location into a residential area, put up some new homes or similar homes that we have there now. That most certainly would help us with our property values, rather than turning it into a commercial application of any sort, or some kind of our outdoor recreation. Not quite sure. I'm not really the kind of person that's going to be looking at doing the development there ourselves, but there's got to be another option that would work a little bit better for us to keep the neighborhood the way that it is today.
I understand that regardless of what happens, the province is adding more lanes to the highway very near to where your home is, so that's a provincial decision, and it will bring more traffic. So can you really stop this neighborhood from changing?
No, and I don't think that anybody out there is trying to stop the neighborhood from changing, but we most certainly need to keep it as a neighborhood. The rural residential and the outdoor recreational, there's no reason for us not to be able, as I said, to have a residential location, subdivision, if you will, in the property that we're talking about, in the subject property. Yes, Highway 16 is going to be modified. That just brings additional problems for us if, in fact, we turn the subject property into a commercial zoning, which would bring in more vehicles from Highway 16 and all over onto the Bunce Road, which happens to be the road that would access that particular property. And again, we're back into the same safety issues of additional traffic if it was to go ahead and go to a commercial application.
And you mentioned that you would prefer more residential development. Wouldn't that also bring in more traffic?
It's controllable traffic, and most certainly we would be able to maintain our status of living, if you will, and most certainly our quality of living, rather than having a commercial location directly across from our residences. We also, aside from our safety issues, which is one of our biggest concerns, of course, we also like to keep the property values that we have there today as to where they are, and hopefully increase them rather than bringing them down by putting a large commercial location right across from where we live today.
If another commercial application goes forward, what will you do?
I don't think that we'll be very supportive of any commercial application around the area. It's not that Prince George is not looking to bring in business into Prince George. We welcome any business into Prince George. However, we do ask that they take consideration of the residents and the quality of life of the people that that are living in the area. And I don't believe that that particular location is well suited for a commercial application. We got commercial applications that were directly across the way on Highway 16 already, and we most certainly would encourage anybody to have a look over on that end. I don't believe that there's much residential area there. And there is properly zoned locations that are within the area across the highway, if you will.
Would you consider leaving this neighborhood, given the potential of development?
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's many of us that brought that up light, that we have a serious concern that was as to what that would do to our particular neighborhood. And one of the big things would be to have to leave the neighborhood. It's not going to suit us the same way. It's not the reason that we purchased the property. And we'd have to look at an alternative. Of course, our main what we're most certainly afraid of is that it does turn into a commercial area, then the value of our homes would be dramatically affected, to say the least.
So what are you going to do in the meantime?
In the meantime, we're going to stay exactly where we are. We're going to be very hopeful that council and our mayor and our city leaders will take a closer look at what the property can do for Prince George, and see if we perhaps can find a developer that would bring something that would be more community likable, if you will, into the area, being a residential.
Well, Alberto, we'll continue to watch. Thanks for joining me with this update today.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you very much to the mayor and council for helping us out and listening to the residents of Prince George.